Welcome to Raid Podcast Legends, a weekly podcast all about Raid Shadow Legends. If you'd like to get in contact, send an email to raidpodcastlegends@gmail.com. G'day, Legends. How are you going? And welcome to episode 6 of Raid Podcast Legends, the greatest Raid Podcast Legends made by me, Greg, or Mad Capsules. Whatever you want to call me. Welcome back. The two-weekly thing has seemingly been working for me, although, you know, update 2.0 did happen last week. I thought of recording, decided against it because, hey, if I'm going to stick to once every 2 weeks, I may as well stick to once every 2 weeks instead of doing it once a week sometimes. You know what I mean? Yeah, you feel me. Man, I'm so glad you're here. Alright, this week's progression, let's talk about it. It's been 2 weeks, so who the hell knows what's happened over the last 2 weeks? I certainly can't remember everything, but there was a few important things, and that's what's important. Remember that. Ah, shit, I can't even remember everyone's names anymore. So it's been 2 weeks. I finally got Miscreated Monster up to level 60, so he has replaced... God, what's that dude's name? Kane? Kale. Kale? Kale. Far out, how am I forgetting everyone's names? He has replaced Kale as my main. Kale obviously was my main for friggin' ages, to be honest. It's taken months, but he has finally been replaced. He's actually still pretty good as a level 60, but yeah, Miscreated Monster's better. I also got Yaga the Destroyer, or whatever his name is. I haven't played him yet for 60 days logins. In fact, I haven't played much Haikatun either, who you get at 30 days login. And really, that comes down to my issues with leveling. It takes up so friggin' much of your time that while you're still a new to mid-game player, you don't have time to actually fiddle around with different champions and see which ones you like. Now all I can do is rely on other people telling me who's good and just level, because that's all I have the damn time to do. Anyway, enough complaining. The problem I have now, the biggest problem, is who I should 6-star next, because there's only a few 4-stars that I need to 5-star, and a few 3-stars that need some attention, but I've got 4 5-stars that are ready to be eaten as food, and I only need one more, so I may as well just smash that one more out. Or perhaps I should wait. The problem is that the 5-stars I have, none of them are real superstars. I've got, what's his name? Balloa. I've got Balloa. But he's pretty good, but he's really the one that people recommend for the campaign. And clearly my Miscreated Monster can solo the campaign now. So do I really need him? Do I need Balloa? And then there's Frozen Banshee, she's pretty awesome at certain things, but she's really only good for those certain things. So do I need a 6-star Frozen Banshee right now? And I have 2 legendaries, but neither of them are really special. In fact, according to that awesome list that I always use, I'm going to have to mention who the person is that makes this awesome list, because if you don't know about it, you should be using it. It is Ayumi Love. Ayumi Love. Look up Ayumi Love and Raid Shadow Legends, and you'll find the list. Ayumi Love's list is fantastic, and I use it to look at who is good and who is not. And my 2 legendaries are C-grade legendaries. That's shit. And it's obvious to me as well, because when I play them, they're both level 50, and none of them are all that impressive. I'm sure if I got them up to level 60, they'd probably hit pretty hard, but I don't know if 6-starring them would be the right investment for the 5-star food that took me forever to build up. I just don't think it is. So I kind of think I need to focus on my arena team. I just can't get past Bronze 4, which shits me to tears. I just don't. My team, I think, has not got the right amount of synergy. And as a result, I'm kind of thinking maybe I should rank up Gorgorab. Gorgorab, what a name. I'm thinking I need to get him up to 6-stars, so maybe I should save those 5-stars until I 5-star him. I don't know. I've got some thinking to do. But I remembered stuff. There is some big news due to an update reward last week where I got two clan boss keys. Thank you, Plarium. I finally managed to off my easy clan boss. He is dead. Well, once. And unlock the normal clan boss. Yay! It took me 4 keys, but I did it. And, you know, that just goes to show every week I'm sort of growing by leaps and bounds. And I've managed to hit 5 million once on the easy boss. So I'm looking forward to when I can 1-key him. Haha, take that. But I'm moving on to the normal guy now as well. I need a clan that's actively taking on the clan boss because it's just me at the moment and it's a lot of work. And it took me ages to just take out the easy boss, obviously. So I've added a tip section to this week's podcast for those that may be wondering about how the clan boss works. I'm going to explain it. In addition to the clan boss success, I also 3-starred all of the brutal campaign. So you probably noticed that I mentioned Miscreated Monster can solo the campaign. Well, I wasn't lying. That shit is awesome. He really dragged me through everything, but sadly, the Sacred Shard that I got only gave me an epic, and it was a crappy, shitty epic, and I can't remember who it was. Yay. All that work for a Sacred Shard, and it's not even worth it. To finish off my discussion of my progression this week, I have a suggestion for Plarium. I know you're not listening because I don't have enough listeners to have Plarium as one of those listeners. But if you like this suggestion, shoot it off to him. Send it to him directly and say, listen to this. It pisses me off. Allow the tavern to also have access to the champions that are in the vault. You don't have to move them back and forth or anything like that. Just let me know if I have duplicates, for God's sake. I'm sick of juggling to find out if I have any duplicates of shitty rare champions. I want to keep one of each rare, fully ranked, just for shits and giggles. And I might even 6-star all of them one day, if I can be bothered. But I have to keep moving them between the vaults and wonder whether or not I already have them. And it annoys me. Every time I crack some shards and I get a rare, I have to think, fuck, do I have that one? And then I have to go back and forth. And it's really annoying. If it just, when I went to use, just tell me whether I've got another one or whether I've got one in my vault. Allow me to infuse that one into the one in my vault to level up their skills. Just something. Make it easier, because juggling is a pain in the ass. Even give us a count on each avatar just to say, hey, you've got 2 of these now. Or whatever, I don't know. It'd just be a nice little quality of life improvement that we need. I think we need it. It shits me to tears. It's enough to frustrate the hell out of me and make me stop playing. Not forever, but for a night. It would be enough if I came across it. I'd just be like, fuck that, that's it. I'm out. Anyway, news section. Welcome to the news. The first piece of news is something you already know because I mentioned it before. Raid Shadow Legends 2.0 is out. And that ain't that awesome. Yay! Really all it brought with it was arena tag team battles. Yay! I'll talk about that later. Harvest Jack has his own spotlight video, so go look for it on the Raid Facebook page. Harvest Jack is cool. I wish I got him instead of the 2 shitty legendaries that I got. Anyway, in fact, there are a large number of competitions that are held on the Raid Facebook page, so I'd recommend joining it if you use Facebook, and keep an eye on the page because I miss out on all of them. I'm dumb. And you shouldn't, because you're better than me. Further, last week, Plarium responded to player feedback about the lack of content and updates regarding the status of the game. They mentioned they are working on update 2.1. Yay! Which will include a new daily logging program, which is interesting. I think that just means they're extending the current daily login program because it only goes up to 180 days. They're also going to add the Arena Bazaar, finally, thank crikey. Some new accessories, which is interesting. Is that a new kind of accessory or just some new varieties? I don't know. And some other quality of life updates. Whee! They're aiming for the middle of July for that. And lastly, as a part of their response to player feedback, well, the last big item, that is that there is no real news in regards to Battle Pass 2. But certain regions do have a test Battle Pass happening. I'm not sure where, I'm not sure what's on offer, don't know how it works, but it has been mentioned both officially and anecdotally, so obviously something's up with the Battle Pass and something, in inverted commas, needs to be tested. I don't know what's up with it. Just give players something to grind for and enjoy, Plarium. I hope you can figure it out soon, because I'd like a Battle Pass. That would be neat. I don't say neat. Australians don't say neat. Americans say neat. I wanted to say it just then. Felt weird. Anyway. Discussion. Today I'm going to talk about 3v3 Tag Team Arena, because obviously that's just come out recently. Is it worth the wait? Is it any good? Should you be looking for... if you're not level 35 yet, account level 35, should you be looking forward to account level 35 so that you can finally take on Tag Team Arena? Well, I still don't know how I feel about it. I don't think it was worth the wait. I don't think it was worth calling the update 2.0. It should have just stayed as 1.6. I don't think it's a big enough upgrade to the game to call it the second version of the game. That's my thoughts. Is it a fun mode? Definitely. It's good. It's a really interesting idea to have three teams. Is it tag team? Absolutely not. It's got nothing to do with tag team. It's just three separate teams, one after the other, having a battle. There's no tagging involved. How does it work? You go into arena as normal. You select your defense as normal, however, you select three teams. The first team you choose will be the first team that players encounter, the second team you choose will be the second team players encounter, and the third will be the third team. Pretty obvious. So what you need to try and do is balance damage dealers against support for each of those teams. Are you going to do a great job of it? Probably not. Unless you've been playing this game for a year and have a million level 60 characters, it's going to be a struggle to balance, and that's kind of what I like about it. When you then go in to fight, you do the same thing. You look through all of the lists and you go, hey, I want to choose this one because I think I can beat it. You look at the characters they've got in each team and you think, oh, okay, that's going to be a difficult one, that's going to be a difficult one, etc., etc. And you've got to build towards your strengths. The hard part about it, though, is unless you've been playing a long time, it's hard to know who's who just by looking at their avatar. I think what we need to have is some sort of symbol that says whether or not they are an attack or a tank or a poison dealer or a nuker or whatever, just so that you can know when you're looking at things. At the moment, when you look at it, you sort of just have to work based on experience with the game, and if you don't have enough, you won't know. Plus, where account attack level or whatever it's called, power level, used to give you somewhat of an indication in ordinary arena as to the ability of the teams you'll be coming up against, it means nothing in Tag Team Arena because it takes all 12 guys into account, but you only fight four of them at a time. So the other problem I have with it, and I see it as a problem because I am impatient, is every time you want to take to create a battle, you have to choose your fighters, your champions, because you can't keep using... In arena, you'll probably have four champions who are your go-tos every damn time. In Tag Team Arena, you need 12, and they're not going to be the same four, aren't going to be as effective against the other four. You need to juggle every time, so you need to take time. I just don't think the rewards are good enough versus the time you need to take for Tag Team Arena. Then again, we don't have the Bazaar yet, so we don't really know whether or not there's going to be any value from the Bazaar. Maybe that's going to give some real damn good reasons to be bringing your ass into Tag Team Battle Arena and trying to win some matches. It might make it worthwhile. I've only played a few matches, if I'm honest, because it takes too long and it freaking shits me to tears. But at the same time, I've won them all because I think every player is sort of coming to terms with the balance. I don't think I've got much more to say about Tag Team Arena right now. So obviously this is going to be a short episode because I just don't know what else to say. I like it. It's fun. But it's not as quick and intuitive as I would have liked it to be. It's really a thinking man's or a thinking person's, to be more universal. Excuse me. It's really a thinking person's game mode. A little bit more than the others are. And Arena is a thinking person's game mode as well, because you really need to have a team that's balanced if you want to win. But Tag Team Arena times that by 3 and then times it by 1,000,000. Too much thinking. Maybe too much thinking for me. I don't like thinking. Maybe. All right. It's time for my beginner tip. This is the first time I am including a tip. My tips may be wrong, because I am still pretty much a beginner myself. I've probably played maybe 200 to 300 hours of the game, which is a lot, but I still don't have a lot of really good dudes. I'm still only bronze level 4 in Arena. I'm still only normal level, clan boss, all that kind of stuff. I avoided the clan boss for a long time. I created my own clan, which made it even more difficult for me. I thought the clan boss was something that you teamed up with other people in your clan to take out. And you kind of do, but it's completely asynchronous. So the clan boss is just a big-ass boss with a massive, massive life gauge, and you just fight him. You can fight him, I think you get 2 keys every 6 hours. I think that's the way it works. So during waking hours, you can fight him up to 4 times if you plan out your time properly. I really only get to fight him twice a day, sometimes 3 times a day if I'm lucky, or like when I get given 2 extra keys, I can fight him 4 times. Yay! But really what you need to do is when you go into the clan boss screen, down the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see all the other people in your clan that have attacked that boss level. So you'll see the clan boss levels down the side. There's easy, normal, hard, brutal, nightmare, and ultra nightmare. I think that's all of the levels. One of them will be highlighted. So when you first start, it'll probably be easy that's highlighted. So what that means is, in order to unlock normal, you need to take, within one day, within one 24-hour period, you need to take the clan boss's life all the way down to 0. That way you have effectively beaten him in one day, and you can move on to normal. Yay. Without anyone else in my clan fighting the clan boss, that was hard. I needed to get up over 4.5 to 5 million damage in order to be able to do it over 4 keys. Obviously, I have now achieved that, so I unlocked normal all on my own, but I have told some people in my clan, hey, start taking on the clan boss. And the good thing about that is everybody's individual damage counts. So if I manage to take off 10% of his life and another guy takes off 5, the total damage against him is 15%. So if you've got more people fighting those bosses, it's easier and faster to get their life down to 0. Now, what you'll also notice is on the right-hand side of each boss level's button, I guess, there's another little button that looks like a chest, kind of. That tells you what damage you need to do yourself individually in order to get a reward. So it'll be tiered. So if you do between this amount of damage and this amount of damage, you'll get this chest. If you do between this amount of damage and this amount of damage, you'll get this better chest. So it all levels up the more damage you do. And then if you get onto the normal boss, you start at the higher levels of chest and you go to even higher levels of chest all the way through. So basically, the more damage you do, the better rewards you get. And the harder boss you take on, you get better rewards as well. That's how the clan boss works. Do your damage every day. It's basically a daily thing that you need to do every day in order to get rewards. You'll only get those rewards at the changeover of each day. But they're worthwhile. Mostly what I get is a cruel set or an immortal set. Immortal set's fantastic. At the moment, I'm only really getting warrior chests, and they're really only giving me 4 stars. I'm looking for 5-star stuff and above at this stage, but I can see that that's definitely what I'm going to get from the clan boss, so I'm looking forward to smashing through it, and I need people in my clan to join in. And if you're in a clan, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be jumping in to fight the clan boss. Who cares if the only damage you can do is 300,000 damage against the clan boss? It doesn't matter. Every little bit counts. And more than that, your addition will net you a reward. And make sure you get in there as well before the boss dies. Because once the boss dies, you don't get to fight him anymore. But they did add an eternal life system. So once you get the life down to 0, you can keep taking the boss on, just so that you keep, so that everyone basically gets a chance to fight the boss. But that's my overview of the clan boss. I'm not talking about strategy here. I'm just talking about what it is. You do get to take 5 champions in to fight the clan boss. The clan boss gets significantly harder every 10 levels, every 10 rounds, I should say. And the clan boss gets harder and has different abilities between different difficulty levels. So that's all I'm really going to say for now. The point is, get on there and do the clan boss. Play your part. Anyway, that brings me to the end of episode 6 of Raid Podcast Legends. Gotta love that name. I hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly have. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again in another 2 weeks. So you should look forward to it too. If you want to join my clan, look for a clan called Cephalon Squared. Cephalon space squared. If you don't know how to spell squared, that's not good. I can't help you there. I've named it Cephalon Squared because that's the name of my other podcast in regards to the game Warframe, so that's why some people from that podcast managed to find me in Raid Shadow Legends. But if you'd like to join, we still have another 25 spaces, so feel free to add your name to the ranks, and let's get those clan bosses smashed out! Alrighty, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, make sure you click like, you subscribe, share with other people that enjoy playing the video game that is known as Raid Shadow Legends. Make sure they know that this podcast exists, because I certainly aren't telling anyone. And of course, give me a review if that's your thing. Helps me out, spreads the word, and so on. I didn't know where else to go with that, so I sort of just stumbled. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Bye, love you, miss you already. Bye.